Welcome to today's Status Update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby, and with me is social media marketer Martin Broadhurst. Today, part four of how to create a social media marketing strategy. Martin, we seem to come to the final stage in our strategy look, and it's analytics.
Yes, measuring the results of your campaign.
So many companies don't seem to set KPIs or measurements or think about the end goal. They dive into social media and then just see what comes out of it.
Yeah, I think the key word you said there was KPI, the key performance indicators. You need to define them early on. You need to define what it is you're measuring. So if we take the example of the company that sets the objective of increasing leads, well, you need to see a benchmark. So for instance, how many leads were coming in through social media previously? If it was none, then that's a good benchmark. If you can then bring in one lead a month through social media, then that might be plenty for you. So you need to know what you're measuring. Is it site traffic? Whatever it is, you need to have a benchmark. And then you need to look at which tool you're going to use to measure that KPI.
So what sort of tools could you use?
Obvious one would be Google Analytics. The analytics suite is fantastic. You can measure site traffic, you can measure referral traffic, and you might want to be, you know, just seeing that the amount of traffic coming to your site from social media channels has increased month on month, and set yourself the benchmark of increasing it by 20% month on month, for instance.
Any other ways?
We mentioned Hootsuite last week. That has its own analytics toolkit within it. One of the things that you could do is measuring online share of voice. So, for instance, how much discussion is there going on between you and your four biggest rivals? There might be a total number of mentions between that. Well, if we take the Coca-Cola industry, take Diet Coke, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and Diet Pepsi. Pepsi might set the objective of wanting to increase their share of voice so that 40% of all discussion online is about that brand, and you could measure that and see that share of voice, and you can do that within the Hootsuite software. So that's a good one to look at. Another one is CrowdBooster. That gives you a good overview of the activity within your Twitter account. So you can see how many people you've reached, how much retweets you've had, how your follower growth has gone recently. So that's a good one. You might set yourself the KPI of just increasing the number of followers. It's not the best measurement of online social media success, but it's worth monitoring.
What about measuring Facebook success? What's the best way of doing that?
Well, Facebook Insights, the analytics service provided by Facebook, is very good at giving you an overview, again, of how people are using your page. So it will tell you, first of all, how many likes your page has got, so how many fans or likers there are of your page. But not only that, it will give you the demographic breakdown, so the age and gender breakdown of those people. You can also get the location. All of this is great for segmenting your market if you want to run a more detailed campaign on Facebook, but also just to make sure you're hitting the right people. And I would say to anybody, if you've ever bought Facebook likes from an online service such as eBay, really check your insights and make sure that the people that have liked your page are relevant, because I would more or less guarantee they won't be.
Anything else you need to think about in terms of measurement?
Just make sure that it becomes part of your routine. It's very easy to manage a social media marketing campaign and then just forget about the actual reporting side. To make that even easier for yourself, I would actually use something like Hootsuite or Sprout Social to set up automated monthly reports that will then be delivered direct to your email inbox.
Thanks, Martin. And if you want to listen to parts 1 to 3 of our How to Create a Social Media Marketing Strategy, go to our website, statussocial.com.